is physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle, no lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
Oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave. Go home to my Lord and be over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. Go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom. Oh, before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave. Go home to my Lord and be free. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Go with me to that land where I'm bound. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Go with me to that land where I'm bound.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm one of your co-hosts, Fleur, flying solo again this week because Paul Christian had to go over to Toronto to sell some stuff. This is Are You Aware? We're actually sort of taking a shift to the left for our usual programming on Are You Aware? Usually we focus on musicians that are involved in social justice or philanthropic endeavours, or the song has a powerful positive social justice message to it. Because it is at the close of Black History Month, we decided to do a Black History Music show for this one. For this Thursday. We did one last year. I think it was around the middle of February. We were a bit late this year, obviously, but we still snuck in. February doesn't finish till next Monday. So at the start of that, you would have heard the one, the great, the only Martin Luther King giving his speech, We Shall Overcome. The reason I chose that song, that speech this afternoon, I don't even know what time it is, the reason I chose We Shall Overcome, because that is noted as one of the most influential civil rights songs of its generation. And I thought instead of playing that song, because I predominantly wanted to keep it, well, I have managed to keep it all black musicians, black American musicians for this show, and We Shall Overcome was sung by a white musician and made famous. So I decided to choose Martin Luther King with his speech around We Shall Overcome, which was really powerful. When I was doing my programming and researching for this, I found out some pretty cool stuff about Dr. Martin Luther King that I hadn't realised before. In 1964, he delivered the opening address to the Berlin Jazz Festival. He says, "Jazz speaks for life. The blues tell the story of life's difficulties. And if you think for a moment, you realise that they take the hardest realities of life and put them into music, only to come out with some new hope or sense of triumph. This is the triumphant music." And I thought that was a beautiful way to describe the jazz and the blues and all the great music that has come out of quite an oppressive period of time in American history. And it's always been known ever since the early days with the slaves singing the songs in the cotton fields, all the way up to now we have really empowering hip-hop music and soul coming out, and neo-soul, which we'll be playing a little bit later on. So you can't really deny the fact that a lot of black music has really brought forward some amazing musical movements throughout the last 200 years. And that's why I wanted to put this show together, to pay homage to the people that really helped move the music movement along, not only in melody and notes and tones and lyrics, but also with social justice movements as well. Not only in civil rights, if you look at some of the musicians we're playing later on that are more recent, they also have a really positive social justice message. Now, we just heard one of the most famous singers, guitarists, songwriters and human rights activists in the world. Her name is Odetta. She has one powerful voice. She was huge in the 50s and the 60s, and she's often referred to as the voice of the civil rights movement. That was a trilogy. It was called the Spiritual Trilogy. It started with O Freedom, which has deep roots to the African American community, as it was sung by slaves dreaming of a time when there would be an end to slavery. So that's been around for quite some time, that song. In the middle there, we had Come and Go With Me, which is another gospel spiritual song, and I'm On My Way. So that all came from Odetta's albums, Absolutely the Best. And I thought that was a nice little trilogy of Odetta music to start you on your way. While I was getting this show ready, I came across this really cool little quote that I want to tell you guys about, and I really think it sums up not only black music's influence in the world and in social justice and civil rights movements, but how it can really talk to you in such a deep and meaningful level. Time Life's Vice President of Audio and Video Retail, Mike Jackson, said, "The civil rights struggle, music nurtured the movement and the movement inspired the music. The nation's lowest point is undoubtedly its treatment of African Americans. While the ability of African Americans to contribute so prodigiously to the culture in spite of the treatment is perhaps the finest example of what we can be as a nation. And as you know, I'm sure that all the Americans out there would think that they have come a long way since the civil rights movements, but in most countries, not only in America, Canada, even Australia, there's still a long way to go to recognise all civil rights throughout all nations. But I'm going to keep the music pumping along here, where we've got another great of the civil rights movement. She's pretty much one of the most amazing voices of the 30s and 40s. I'm talking about Billie Holiday. She condemned American racism, particularly the lynching of African Americans. It's probably her most famous song. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this song after you hear it, because it's such an important song, not only in musical history, but the civil rights movement as well. So you probably already know what it is, but I'll let you in on the secret. It is Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. You're listening to Are You Aware on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange and bitter cry.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services, or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Something, children, this little life of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine. Let it shine to show my lover. I wanna tell you that everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, I let it shine, let it shine to show my love.
to show my lover. I got to tell you that when I see my neighbor coming, I'm gonna let it shine. Ha. I think I see my neighbor coming. I better let it shine. Yeah. When I see my neighbor coming, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine, let it shine to show my lover. How I like to say amen, amen. I wonder what everybody joined me on the last chorus. Everybody? Hey, amen. A little louder. Hey, amen. With the spirit. Hey, amen. Amen. Hey, amen.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was the incomparable Sam Cooke with his great gem, This Little Light of Mine. That was from his album Sam Cooke at the Copacabana. I think Sam Cooke is really underrated sometimes. I think he's a brilliant musical genius that is really, really overlooked. If you've just joined in with us, there is a theme to this madness tonight. We are celebrating the end of Black Music Month, Black History Month. It's been going on throughout February. It happens every year to pay homage to the amazing moments in history that really brought forward not only the civil rights movement, but moral justice for many, many people. And out of that civil rights movement came some amazing tunes that have pretty much stood the test of time and have led to such great influences throughout not only the social justice movement, but also the musical movement. Sam Cooke actually didn't write that song, This Little Light of Mine. It was written by activist Zifa Horton, and it's a gospel, children's gospel song that he introduced in the 1950s to the civil rights movement. Then by mid-60s, Sam Cooke took it with him and made such an amazing track that he did just then. And he took this song that people were singing at sit-ins and marches and then brought it into nightclubs and onto the radio, and it sort of pretty much spread like wildfire after that. Now, if I'm going to play a homage to black music, and especially trying to focus more on civil rights, I couldn't possibly go past Nina Simone. She pretty much is the one of the main musicians that advanced the cause of civil rights. She has so many great, great songs, but I thought I'd choose this one, which might not be as well known as some of her other stuff, just because it is essentially a civil rights track. That was I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free from her amazing album Silk and Soul. This song was written in 1967 by noted jazz pianist and educator Dr. Billy Taylor and was recorded by Simone that same year. And it pretty much became one of the musical mainstays of the civil rights movement. Although many of her civil rights era songs had their origins early in the 20th century, she really took them and made them her own throughout the 60s and 70s. So you can't really go past the incomparable Nina Simone. She really has such a beautiful, distinct voice. Now, I wanted to tell you a little bit more. I know I sort of brushed on it before we started that set with Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit, but I don't think people actually realise how long ago that song was actually recorded. Billie Holiday premiered Strange Fruit in a New York club in 1938. So that was right at the very sort of embryonic stage of the civil rights movement. Obviously, most people see the civil rights movement in America, you know, coming to an explosion in the 60s with Martin Luther King. But it was starting in the late to mid-30s. The song was so controversial that Billie's record company wouldn't release it. which is insane. But luckily it was picked up by a similar label and preserved to this day. It was also included in the list of Songs of the Century by the Recording Industry of America and the National Endowment for Arts. And it was indoctrinated into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1978. And obviously that has all to do with the lynchings in the early 20th centuries in America. We're going to knock it up a bit. We're sort of staying away from now the earlier sort of civil rights movement music and putting it through a little bit more of a funk phase / soul. The next song I've chosen, I've actually played this a couple of times on the show. I really like this song. It's actually written by another mainstay of the civil rights movement, but I'm not featuring that musician this time around. We did play one of his songs last February when we did our show. If you want to go back and you can listen to that one, I think it was like mid-February. But this song was written by Gil Scott-Heron. It's sung by Esther Phillips. It's one of my favourite songs. It's called Home Is Where the Hatred Is, and it really focuses on it's reflected an almost autobiographical message regarding her drug addiction, because she was a huge, unfortunately, she grappled with a heroin addiction for many years. She was also known as Little Esther, and her recordings, you might not have known this, but they spanned 30 years. So this got a Grammy nomination, and it's just a brilliant, brilliant song. So you're on the Black, playing homage to the Black music movement for Black History Month on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Twilight, I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it may not be such a bad idea. If I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads. Close your eyes and watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world can watch you die? Home is where I live inside. White powder dreams. Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads. Close your eyes. Watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world, so that the world can watch you die, can watch you die, watch you die, watch you die. You say kick it, you keep saying quit it.
Don't miss TEDx Georgia Strait on February 26th at UBC's Forest Sciences Center. The goal of this event is to raise awareness about many of the amazing efforts that are currently being undertaken to mitigate and educate people on the costs of society's insatiable fossil fuel dependence and to promote the topic of energy in a positive way, realizing the vast potential that awaits us as a human race and how our ingenuity will lead us to a sustainable future. That's TEDx Georgia Strait on February 26th at 1 p.m. Also, don't miss the after party at Chapel Arts that night. Registration and information about the after party is available at TEDxGeorgiaStrait.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, lady Americans, this is James Brown. I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room, just dozed off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place, and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people, and I found out it was heroin, that deadly drug that go in your vein. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste, soft and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife, send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag, make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thriller, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you a killer. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children at play. I financed in China, ran in Japan, I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein in the arm or the leg. So be you Italian, Jewish, black or mix, I can make the most virile of men forget their sex. So now my man, you must, you know, do your best to keep up your habit until your arrest. Now the police have taken you from under my wing. Do you think they dare defy me, I who am king? Now, you must lie in that county jail where I can't get to you by visit or mail. So squirm with discomfort, wiggle and cough. 6 days of madness, and you might throw me off. Curse me in name, defy me in speech, but you'd pick me up right now if I were in your reach. All through your center, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not, young man or woman, I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid, don't run, I'll not chase. Sure, my name is Helwin, and you'll be back for a taste. Behold, you're hooked. Your foot is in the stirrup, and make haste, mount the steed, and ride him well, for the white horse of heroin will ride you to hell, will ride you to hell until you are dead. Revolution of the mind. Get your mind together and get away from drugs. That's the man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
a young boy at the age of 5. My mother found to be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man. I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey. We're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah!
I spell M H I N. That rather than main.
Yeah!
No B. Oh, child. Why? That spell man is boy. But a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me, my mate. I made the moon. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spell him H-I-N. That rather than man. No B. Oh, child. Why? That spell managed boy. I'm a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. Full grown man. Oh, well. Oh, well.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And yes, I just took you down to Memphis with Muddy Waters. What a great track. What a great voice. If you've not seen it before, I totally recommend going out this instant. Well, not this instant, because I want you to keep listening for at least another 50 minutes. But after Are You Aware, go down to the video store, go online, download, whatever you do, go and get The Last Waltz, a documentary or a music mentory. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to go with it. It's called The Last Waltz. It was done by Martin Scorsese. It features the band, a Canadian staple in the music industry, and it's their last show in San Francisco in the 70s, and Muddy Waters sings that song, and it's one of the most phenomenal performances I've ever seen. It's just this close-up of Muddy Waters just wailing down the microphone and making everybody quiver in his wake. That song was called I Love It, I Love It, I Love It, Mannish Boy. That was one of his singles. It was from, it's been around for a while. It was Muddy, I can't speak today. It was recorded in the 60s. He, if you don't know who he is, which I hope that you do, he was a blues musician, generally considered the father of modern Chicago blues. Muddy was ranked number 17 in Rolling Stone's magazine list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. In 1986, the original of Mannish Boy was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. It's also been included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the list of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And it was ranked 229 in Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. I can't remember when it was written, but I'd say it was probably the late 60s, early 70s, and he does a phenomenal job. Go and check him out on The Last Waltz. He's brilliant. And in there before that, we probably had the most effective kids don't do drugs message I think I've ever heard in my life. When James Brown speaks, you have to listen. And what a black music special show would not be complete without Mr. Brown, the godfather of soul. I had the ultimate pleasure of seeing him just before he died, probably about a year before he died, down in Western Australia where I'm from. And the man was 70 and he did the splits on stage. I can't even do the splits, and I am 50 years younger than him, or 40 years younger, whatever I am. At 70, he was still grooving. He gave it all, his all. He had two cute little James Brown dancers that were dancing in these little hot pants with J and B on each butt cheek. So I thought, you know what? You are a phenomenal human being, not only for music, but for many other reasons. So obviously, we know about James Brown, the musician. You might not know about James Brown, the activist. He was hugely involved in the civil rights movement, obviously, in the 1960s and 1970s. But he was also quite heavily involved in a lot of education programs as well. He continued performing benefit concerts for civil rights movements throughout his entire life, including Jesse Jackson's Push and the Black Panther Party's Breakfast Program through the early 1970s. He continued to release socially conscious singles, obviously King Heroin being one of them. A few others that you might not know of is I Don't Want Nobody to Give Me Nothing, Open Up the Door, I'll Get It Myself, Get Up, Get Into It and Get Involved, Talking Loud and Saying Nothing, which we all know, and Funky President People, It's Bad. So there's so many songs that you can go and investigate yourselves, and I will definitely promise that I will put a few of these on throughout the year, because you know what, you can't not have James Brown at least once a month on your radio. And this is insane. The week before his death, Brown took time to give Christmas presents to an orphanage in Atlanta. So right up until, his last breath, literally, he was giving back to the country that he loved and to people that really needed them, needed his support. In 2003, this album, which comes, King Heroin comes from the album Star Time, was ranked number 79 on the 500 greatest albums of all time by Rolling Stones. And like I said, you can't really have a black music show without the godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown. Now, we're heading over to another lady. We actually play it. This is the second time we've played her in 2 weeks. But I couldn't go past this song because it is pretty much known as the civil rights movement song. This and Mavis Staples, it's been done by many, many people, including Mahalia Jackson, Odetta, Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, and Bruce Springsteen. Mavis Staples, for me, is the best rendition of this. This song was a folk song that became really influential in the 50s and 60s, and it's a song which was composed as a hymn for World War I. So it's actually got some pretty old roots and some, I guess, supportive but social justice movements around it too. The lyrics to the version that we're going to listen to was actually written by civil rights activist Alice Wine in 1956. And yeah, like I said, it's based on a hymn called Gospel Plow. This is called Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hold on, keep your eyes on can stand all the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom power. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes.
Girls. on the picket line. Huh. But don't stop till you change their mind. Got love for my foes. Oh. Baptized when the levee broke. Ooh. We gon' keep marching on. Huh. Until you hear that freedom song. Ooh. And if you think about turning back, huh. I got the shotgun on your back. Ooh. And if you think about turning back, huh. I got the shotgun on your back. Back. What am I talking about? Yeah. Everybody know what the song's about. They be trying to hide the history, but they know who we are. Do you want to see everybody rise to the next degree? Raise your hands high if you agree. Just say yes, sorry.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Round and round, upside down.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And yes, you did hear right. That was Diana Ross with her song Upside Down from her album Diana. Well, you know what? I thought if we're going to focus on black music and how influential it has been over the last 100 years or so in paying homage to the end of Black History Month, you can't really go past Miss Ross. She was in one of the most influential Motown bands of the century. Not even, I mean, she was brilliant just because she's, you know, Diana Ross, but also because she was one of the first female Motown bands to be together. So I chose that song because it's funky and I wanted to take it up from the soul and the jazz and the blues and bringing it a little bit forward. Ironically, this wasn't, even though it sounds like a classic disco tune, it was on the cusp of the disco movement. This was actually released in 1980. So some could still say that the funk movement that had started in the early 70s was dying by the mid-80s, the early 80s. But I think that Diana came out pretty strong with that one. And you know what? It's listed on Billboard 60s, at number 62 on the greatest songs of all time. And I totally agree with that. Such a fun song. And you know what? If there wasn't funk, there wouldn't have been hip-hop and soul and all of that. So they're all intertwined, and that's why I'm trying to make sure we get a little bit of a taste of everything that is great about black music for Black History Month, which is 3 days left, unfortunately. But you know what? Fear not, it'll be back again. And you know what? One of the more recent but, you know, nonetheless very, very important black musicians to come out of the sort of last 20 years is Erykah Badu. That was her song Soldier from her second most recent album, New America, Fourth World War. And I have loved Erykah Badu for quite some time now. She's not only a great musician, she's also a record producer and actress. They call her the first lady of neo-soul and the queen of neo-soul, so I guess that's the new wave of soul that's coming through. She supports ANSA. We've spoken about this before, but it was a while ago, so I might fill you in a bit about this. It's Artists for a New South Africa. It's a non-profit organisation dedicated to combating the African AIDS pandemic, which is wicked that she's involved in that. Obviously not that AIDS pandemic is wicked. Just wanted to clarify, just in case. Advancing. It also advances democracy and equality in South Africa and further civil rights and safeguard voting rights in the US. So it all quite ties in quite nicely with this theme show for today. They do this through arts, culture, and their shared pursuit of social justice. And since 2005, ANSA has provided ongoing comprehensive care and services to more than 3,500 AIDS orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa, and is working to scale up efforts to reach more of the country's 3 million orphans. And many of that, I'd say pretty much 95% of those orphans would be HIV and / AIDS related orphans, unfortunately. If you want to know more about what Erica Badu does with ANSA and or more about the organisation, you can just go to www.ansaafrica.org. Now, we're... I'm sure you guys are thinking, if this is a black music show, where the hell is the hip hop? And it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I didn't want to overbear all the show with hip hop, but I do think it's really important to have some of it in there. And this is a band that's been around for quite some time. It's one of my favorite bands in the hip hop movement. I find that's a little different from, say, rap and 50 Cent. I really like hip hop because it talks more about social justice and empowering of every generation. And this features not only Blackalicious, which is a great, great band, but it also features one of the probably the most influential black male singers of the last 10 to 15 years. This is Ben Harper. The song's called Brainwashers. It's from their album Blazing Arrow. And if you've never checked out Blackalicious, you're in for a treat. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
As itself, mankind was born. Step into the eye of the storm.
Survivors pawn.
Casualties of evil men.
Sliding the blinders on.
Lies are spawned.
Hey, are you conscious what side you're on?
Is the total story told or is it they hide you from?
Why we're on
the brink of murdering more innocent.
Now it's life.
We're patriotic and so militant.
Get your ride on.
Rise on. Take a look.
They done even taken righteous laws. Rewrote the book.
To benefit the prize they got their eyes on.
Minds run rampant.
Truth will be revealed when the proper time comes.
Brainwashed.
And I'm trying lies and lies and crying. Where do I go?
Where do I go?
Trying, yes, I'm striving. Lies and lies ain't buying. How does this go?
It's when you think how they want to think,
speak how they want to speak,
living in defeat,
when you don't want to question what they teach,
as the truth,
with no proof,
with the fear of burning in eternal heat,
when you're programmed not to be your own man,
but a sheep,
being herded as they worded,
so you're thinking ain't free,
when you sleep in a deep sleep,
standing on your feet,
when you beat making ends meet,
water in a sea,
now you're labeled obsolete,
working for elite deeds,
in the heat on bare feet,
smiling, showing off your teeth,
good grief,
it's a circ how they work,
and they jerk,
while they serve,
us to serve.
Keep the circus underneath the brainwashes.
And I'm trying lies and lies and crying. Where do I go?
Where do I go?
Crying, yes, I'm striving. Lies and lies and crying. How does this go?
Yes, I'm striving.
I'm striving, lies and lies ain't buying houses. Just go.
Injections. May all the commotion cause to crash, chandelier, propel into your rear, shot diamonds from the beers. May your Ferrari break down, may your chauffeur get high, smash up your stretch rolls up on Rodeo Drive. Off to the breaking back to others where you got on your bucks. Till we make the revolution, I just hope your life sucks. All my people in the place, put your fist in the air. All my down people, get up out of your chairs. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that, right there. Champagne not bubble, may your Pinot be sour. May the stuff you be 96% flour. May the famous rapper you bring to your daughter's sweet 16 get some pride and walk out as if born with the spleen. May the squads you high be bad with instructions and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweepers. May this make your party's guests forsake their white Russians and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be all in the bisque in the kitchen. May I assume your autobiography is filed under fiction, cause I'm the breaking back to others where you got all your cash. So we make the revolution, I hope your life sucks ass. All my people in the place, put your fist in the air. All my down, get up out of your chairs. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that, right there.
W2 presents Utopia Festival, the first annual women's festival of digital culture at W2 Storium on March 5th, 2011. The Utopia Festival will celebrate women in electronic arts, educate through workshops, and inspire with an evening showcase performance featuring the largest lineup of women in electronic music in Western Canada. Net proceeds support W2 Inner City Girls Summer Creative Tech Camp. Everyone is invited to the evening showcase from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. featuring Peaches, Tanya Tagak, Isis Salam, B-Traits, Betty Ford, Librarian, Lynx, Zenobia Salik, She, Blondetron, Lady Lane, and Tank Girl. Tickets available now at utopiafestival.eventbrite.com. And that's the Utopia Festival Women in Digital Culture, March 5th, 2011, W2 Storium at 151 West Cordova, Vancouver.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I hope that last song put you in a delightful purple haze and took you away from the freezing cold outside right now. Of course, I don't really even need to tell you what that was, because you guys are refined musical connoisseurs and obviously know the distinct voice of the one, the only, Jimi Hendrix. His song, All Along the Watchtower, from his album Electric Ladyland. Again, another person I could not really ignore when I'm doing a black music special in paying homage to Black History Month for February. Most of you should know, because our listeners out there are very aware and very educated, All Along the Watchtower was actually recorded by Bob. Maybe you should call him Bob Dylan from now on. Do you think he'd like that? Maybe I should write to him and ask. That would be Bob Dylan. The song, which has been included on most of Dylan's greatest hits compilation, initially appeared on his 1967 album, John Wesley Harding. Hendrix released this version 6 months after Dylan's original recording and has pretty much surpassed Dylan's recording of it to make it one of the... What is it? It's number 48 in the Rolling Stones magazine 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. And it was released in 1968. We're 10 minutes away from our end of our black music special for you guys. So I'm going to keep the tracks rolling and get off the air so Mr. Bleak can come and do his wonderful Exquisite Corpse show in 10 minutes. We're going to keep going with John Legend and the Roots. This is their new compilation album together. It's called Wake Up, and the whole theme around the album is getting civil rights music from the 60s and redoing them. So it fit perfectly with what I'm trying to do today. So this song, I love it. It's called Our Generation, The Hope of the World. You're on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hope of the world is in our generation. It's all left up to us to change this present situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's rule the world with love. Get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing, practice another. Just look what happened to the Indian and the brother. It's all left up to us to change this present situation. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's got to end somewhere. This killer's got to cease. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out, gotta straighten it out,
better be. It's why we're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care colorless, a love for all people no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides, a self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out. Straighten it out. Come on. Straighten it out. Hey, we can straighten it out. Hey, hey,
let's straighten it out.
Let's straighten it out.
Straighten it out.
New York City.
All generation.
Better straighten it out.
Better straighten it out.
Better straighten it out.
Straighten it out.
Los Angeles. Better straighten it out.
Straighten it out.
We can straighten it out.
All generation.
We can straighten it out.
Straighten it out.
Come on, Lego.
All generation.
Better straighten it out.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm just going to say a quick goodbye and leave you with Talib Kweli and High Tech. Their song is called Ballad of the Black Gold. Their collective is called Reflection Eternal. Their album is called Revolutions Per Minute. I hope you enjoyed your black music extravaganza to celebrate the end of Black History Month. If you like us, you want to tell us how you feel, if you've got any music you want us to play on your show, on our show, just look for us, Are You Aware Radio at Gmail, or find us on Facebook. We're there. Just go to the CITR website, click on Are You Aware. It has all our information. We'd love to hear from you. We've got 150 friends on our group. We'd love so many more. And we will tell you in advance when to specifically listen for tickets, interviews, the whole shebang. So I hope you enjoyed it. This is Talib Kweli. I will see you fine folk next week. Au revoir.
Cowboy with a lasso is deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for, asphalt.
You never see happy, hungry people that ain't rational. They blasted through the gates and they attack you at the Capitol. Run up in your palace, find a head to stay to crack a few. Get a taste of power, then they become fascists too. The fiscal conservatives don't know what their purpose is. Spend money on the war, then they cut your goods and services. Murderous corporate monsters is breaking records. Exoners at $40 billion a year, they raking in record profits. Stop it. How they banking while the oil industry is tanking? Leadership is sinking, up pollution in the water stankin'. Loyalty to petroleum royalty spoil the economy. We won't get it poppin' till we oil free. If you oil rich, then we invaded. They call it occupation, but we losing jobs across the nation. Drill, baby, drill, while they make our soldiers kill, baby, still. The desert where the blood and oil spill.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea. But it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control in this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for.
Nigeria is celebrating 50 years of independence. They still feel the colonial effects of Great Britain's presence. Dictators quick to imitate the West. Got in bed with oil companies and now to place a mess. Take a guess which ones came and violated. They oiled up the soil. The Ogoni people was almost annihilated. But still, they never stayed silent. There was activists and poets using nonviolent tactics that was catalyst for soldiers to break into their crib. Take them from the kids to try to break them like a twig and make examples of the leaders executed Sarah Weaver. Threw Fela's mom out the window right after they beat her in an effort to defeat hope. Now the people feet soaked in oil, so the youth is doing drive-bys and speedboats. They kidnap the workers. They're blowing up the pipelines. You see the fires glowing in the nighttime. Yo,
this is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea. But it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies, except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international, the government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads, bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for, asphalt.
cold.
History, a slippery creature. It's full of plot twists and surprise endings like a mystery feature. This oil shit is slicker than preachers. It make the problems in the region amplified like victory speeches. Poison the water, lead the voice to the slaughter. Ruin somebody country, rearrange the order and destroy the borders. You see him dancing through the field of fire. World domination, the real desire. The devil is still a liar.
This is the ballad of the black gold. They call it Texas tea. But it's bigger than a cowboy with a lasso. It's deeper than a black hole. Create monopolies. Except they collect a fee when you pass go. Crisis international. The government de facto. We got no control of this fiasco. Darker than the back roads. Bubble hotter than Tabasco. More than what you bargain for.
This is Bleak on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. What do you want?
I forgot my mitts.
Fleur saying goodnight. And another great show. They are some good people that always do the show ahead of me. I like them. And here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Now, I got a presentation for you today. That I tried to scoop something together for you. I haven't had a lot of time to do that, which is one of the reasons I am taking a break from this place for who knows how long. My last show will be March 24th, in case you haven't heard yet. That is my sign-off date. Exquisite Corpse. Going down in a ball of flames. Or... what's the other expression that's not quite as bad? Oh, well, who cares? What I have for you this evening is Jet Black Hair People. Jet Black Hair People, you've heard that name before on this show, as they've worked with people like us and Wobbly on some interesting...
Let your dog speak.
speak for Jell-O puddings for old-fashioned homemade goodness.
Chestnuts.
Okay, I don't know what that's about. But Jet Black Hair people are back with a new release that got the word from the people at the Snuggles List. Jet Black Hair people is generally recognized as a solo project of Wetgate and Monopause co-founder Peter Conheim, also a member of Negative Land. Originally formed in 1992, Jet Black Hair people created a collaborative collage until a self-imposed exile around 2000. But the silence has been broken with a handful of live performances, parts of one of which are documented in the video link below. Unless this is a web page. So anyway, there's a web link on this page. If you go to wetgate.net.